SOP number 168, we're talking about, hey, 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 don't get spooked by the competition. They may be dead.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, Happy New Year, everybody. Is this the year you start your podcast? I hope so. Come out and visit me at start.schoolofpodcasting.com. Today, we are going to be talking about checking out your competition and not getting spooked by them. Today's show is brought to you by podcastvoicemail.com. You know, I got to tell you something. I was using a free email service, Google, Gmail, on one of my other podcasts, and it got hijacked. I have 265 episodes with a wrong email address now. Don't do the same thing with your voicemail. These free services, they could go away, especially if you don't call yourself once a month. Go out to podcastvoicemail.com. It's only $2 a month, and it's only 6 cents a minute. Podcastvoicemail.com. Speaking of that, my voicemail is 888-563-3228. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. So, here's the thing. Today's tip is checking out your competition and not getting spooked by them. I started a podcast with my fiance about online dating. And here's how you search your competition. Number one, you can go to websites like podcastalley.com or podcastpickle.com, and they will show you you can do a search for a topic, and then you can see a podcast and see when they last published one. Or you can go to iTunes. Now, if you don't have iTunes, it's a free software for Mac and PC. You can go to iTunes.com, and once you have that installed, on the left-hand side, you'll see a link that says Podcasts. You click on that. On the bottom right-hand side, way down the bottom right-hand side, it says Podcast Directory. It's kind of like a phone book for podcasts. And that'll bring up a whole bunch of buttons. And in the upper right-hand corner, you can click on Search, and you can type in your topic. So in my case, I typed in online dating, and lo and behold, there were a ton of podcasts about online dating. Now, some people might go, oh, you know what? I'm not even going to bother. But realize those podcasts don't have you. And what I want you to do is subscribe to all those podcasts, or at least some of them. Number one, you're going to see what, if they talk about people commenting or people calling in, what are they talking about? That must be a popular topic. You're going to hear things that you go, ooh, I like that. That's a good idea. And you might hear things that go, ooh, I'll never do that on my podcast. Now, I'm a musician, and I'm going to put my fingers up as little parentheses here. We borrow from each other. I mean, the lead guitarist of Led Zeppelin borrowed from Chuck Berry a lot. And keep in mind, even if you borrow from other podcasters, it's still not you. It's still not you and your unique perspective, your unique styling. You are producing it. You get to pick. You are the editor. Now, the other thing, why I say you should subscribe to these podcasts, or at least go out and look, is when I first did a search, I might have gone, oh, you know what? No real reason to even start a podcast. Everybody else is doing it already. Well, I had a stint where I took a couple weeks off, and I really thought, well, if nothing else, I'll get to listen to my competition. Competition, again, if you could put your fingers in the air, make quotation marks. Competition. Guess what? Most of these podcasts have gone away. They've gone away. So if I had looked at those lists of podcasts and said, oh my gosh, there's no point of it. No. Go out, check out your competition, make notes of what you liked about those podcasts, make notes of what you didn't like about those podcasts, and then make sure they're still podcasting. Because guess what? Your competition may be dead. And you can rule the roost in your niche. It's true, because I kept waiting for more and more episodes to come down, and they never did. And I'm happy about that, because that means I don't have that much competition, at least not as much as I thought I did. So it's time for you. It's 2009. You thought about it last year, maybe. You heard about it. It's time to start your podcast. All you got to do is go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. We've got different packages. You can sign up for monthly, you can sign up for yearly, whatever you want to do. We've got tutorials, we've got resources, we've got live training. It's time to start your podcast. Go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. Look forward to working with you very soon. You might notice it's a shorter show. Something new for 2009. Dave's going to try to get to the point. And if you're a regular listener, you're going to know that's not my strong suit. But everything we talked about today, you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Our contact information, you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Notice I'm not using that Gmail thing again. My voicemail, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, 888-563-3228. And our website is schoolofpodcasting.com if you want more information. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us in iTunes, by the way. Once you have that installed, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes and subscribe and never miss another show. I'm looking forward to working with you in 2009, because you know what? It's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. It's time to start running a business worth podcasting about. It's time to take your group's message, your church, your nonprofit. It's time to get that message out. It's time to start. It's start.schoolofpodcasting.com. It's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. And I can help you do that. So I will see you again next week. Until then, class dismissed.